USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Americans hit the road over the holiday weekend, with several airports reporting record numbers of passengers. TSA officials say they screened nearly 2 million people in the nation's airports on Friday. Los Angeles International Airport was one of several to report yearly passenger highs. AAA had predicted that more than 37 million Americans would travel over the holiday weekend. And while COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The manhunt continues for three suspects accused of opening fire at a Miami banquet hall early Sunday morning, killing two people and injuring 21. 18 people were hospitalized, with three remaining in critical condition. Newly released surveillance video shows three masked assailants getting out of an SUV, then running back to it after the shooting. The car seen in the video was found Monday in a canal about 9 miles from the location of the shooting. It had been reported stolen. More than $100,000 has been offered as a reward for information leading to arrests in the case. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says that people are coming forward. She tells CNN that the police department has a good relationship with the community, spurring many people to come forward with information.
I understand that there are lots of leads. I have spoken to Crime Stopper, and they are getting calls. I can't tell you which of these leads is going to bear fruit, but people are calling. We have very high trust in our community with our law enforcement agency, and that is working to our benefit. People are coming forward.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Summer camps may be an outlet for kids to deal with the mental stress of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first in the process for the 2024 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to make the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.